It's Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Biello. The U.S. Department of Energy is holding a solar decathlon in California this fall. An elite group of 20 collegiate teams have designed, built, and operated solar-powered houses that are cost-effective and energy-efficient. Of the 20 teams, two teams are from Vermont. The team from Norwich University hopes to do well with their solar-powered affordable home. I'm speaking now with Matt Lutz, a professor of architecture at Norwich who led the student team. Matt, welcome.
Hi.
You're entering this solar house into the U.S. Energy Department's solar home competition. What were the criteria for the contest?
Well, there are 10 competitions in the solar decathlon. There's an architecture contest, a market appeal contest, an engineering contest, communications, affordability, home entertainment, and energy balance. The competition's looking to challenge universities to design and build these super high-performance homes that are both affordable and also appealing.
And your goal as assistant designer for these students was to sort of strike a balance between those criteria?
Right. So the faculty sort of served as, a resource to present options and design brackets that the students could work in. And the students really came up with this notion of doing a super affordable but also super high-performance house. So trying to meet those two criteria is a real challenge of having a $249,000 cost. We're trying to stay below $50,000, less than that. So we're trying to bring this house in at just below $200,000. That's the benchmark that we need to be at for Vermont.
And what can you tell us about the design of this house?
It's really super high performance. We took a conservation-based approach to the design, meaning that we really tried to radically slow the rate of heat loss in it so it doesn't take a lot of energy in the first place to keep the house comfortable in the winter.
And it's a solar-powered house, and a lot of people don't necessarily associate the word solar with accessible or affordable.
Right.
So how does this house manage to blend those two things?
We kept the footprint of the building really, really simple. And we looked at, what are the sort of universally appreciated architectural maneuvers that we can do that don't really cost a lot. Being thoughtful about where you place windows. Another thing was trying to get a little bit higher ceilings and then keeping the floor plan really open. We're not really building a lot of walls, so it's a pretty open footprint. We put our resources where they count in terms of energy expenditure.
And you said you were aiming to keep it below the $250,000 limit, $50,000 below. So is it a $200,000 house?
Yeah, that's our estimate right now. Actually, the house itself, delivered from the factory with crane service, is estimated at $150,000. And then on top of that, we're estimating that if you could get a site between $15,000 and $20,000 in infrastructure for the site. By the time it's all said and done, it would be just under $200,000.
For the scope of this project, how did you define affordability?
Well, we took the Vermont median income of $53,000 and then subtracted 20% from that. We've got about 82% of the households earning 20% less than the median income are paying more than a third of that income for housing. So we recognized a problem there, and that's what we used as the benchmark. And so right now the house, if it was purchased from the modular housing manufacturer and was put on a $20,000 site, someone with an annual income of 20% less than the median income could afford the house.
So it's a solar-powered house. It's a relatively small place. And it's a solar-powered house in Vermont, which is not necessarily known for its sunshine, especially lately. Can this kind of building work with a Vermont winter?
Oh, sure. One thing about the Vermont winter here, you're right. We're not getting a lot of sunshine. In November even, we estimated it to be under snow cover for 120 days annually, and then sized it appropriately. But because of our northern latitude in the summer, we're actually getting quite a bit of solar gain. And as long as the house is grid-tied, meaning that we can pull energy from the utility grid in the winter, and then we can sell it back in the summer, we think the house can be net zero annually.
And one significant thing about this house, Matt, is that it's actually already commercially available. Is this uncommon for that to happen before a competition like this?
Yes, it is. Norwich University is now the first university to be able to say that they've done this in the solar decathlon.
And what's next for the house and for the team?
We're about 95% of the way through construction, and we're having a big sort of kickoff event for the house on Friday, July 26th on the Norwich campus from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So encourage everyone to come out to the campus and see it. The team and the house are going to be leaving for California in early to mid-September. We'll start setting the house up in California on September 19th. After the competition, the house is going to go from Southern California to Springfield, Ohio, where it's going to become part of Frank Lloyd Wright's Westcott House and Foundation. And it's going to be a learning, living laboratory there called the Westcott Design Experiment Lab.
Matt Lutz is an assistant professor of architecture at Norwich University. Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.